This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
A package of legislation designed to address mental health issues in criminal justice has been presented to the legislature in Pierre. House Bill 1183 is assigned to the House Judiciary Committee. Chief Justice David Gilbertson has led the effort to reduce recidivism and increase services to mentally ill people who often end up in jail. In Rapid City, Mayor Steve Allender has tackled the lack of services for the city's mentally ill population. The former chief of police says in many cases, mental illness is an underlying cause of homelessness, and that condition won't change without diagnosis and treatment. SDPB has been taking an extended look at these issues, and in this segment, Victoria Wicks checks in with Steve Allender.
One statistic the Chief Justice cited when pushing for this legislation is chilling. South Dakota has about 15% of the mental health services it needs. Steve Allender agrees that shortage creates a huge problem. He says mentally ill people have to be somewhere, and if there isn't a bed open in a mental health facility, then a person in crisis might end up in jail.
We are definitely part of the problem, just like every other state in the nation is, where we have too many mentally ill individuals in jails and prisons.
Allender says incarcerating mentally ill people is counterproductive.
The longer you keep a mentally ill person in jail, the greater their chances of recidivism, as might be the opposite to a healthy person who gets arrested and feels that sense of deterrent from being incarcerated. So it works against us. So we need the treatment options, and we need to be able to order people to treatment, and we need all levels of treatment.
Allender says having one state hospital in Yankton, 400 miles from Rapid City, is not efficient or cost-effective. Rapid City has private providers, as well as a mental health unit attached to the hospital, and he says a crisis care center was created 4 or 5 years ago to handle intermediate needs. But he says that center lacks funding and resources to keep it going.
We're kind of in a jam.
Whether the proposed legislation will make a difference has yet to be seen. It first has to become law. Some of its provisions are grants through the Department of Social Services for new or expanded crisis response services, screening protocols in jails, training for a wide range of workers who come in contact with defendants, expansion of the type of mental health professionals who can conduct evaluations, and an oversight committee that draws together data and results. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
The Senate State Affairs Committee sent a bill about employee-paid sick leave to the 41st legislative day. The bill required certain employers to give workers time off based on hours worked. Senate Bill 96 applies to non-government businesses with 50 or more employees. Workers earn 1 hour of sick leave for every 30 hours worked. The bill's sponsors say this makes employees more productive and decreases turnover. Opponents say this bill creates an unnecessary mandate by the state. They say employers should manage workers' time off. Senator Reynold Nessebe spoke on the bill's behalf. He says the policy could have many positive effects.
Maybe I'm more optimistic than the opponents that work for the various chambers of commerce and for those who are pessimistic about the ability of small business people to adapt. I think that small business people see things like this and they figure out, you know what, this is maybe going to cost me a little more. I need to make sure that my workers are a little more productive. I need to make sure that I have lower turnover. I need to make sure that I have more training so these workers are more productive. I think it's completely possible. These same sorts of arguments I hear over and over again when we're talking about another mandate called the minimum wage.
Nessebe says this policy isn't asking much when state employees already receive paid sick leave. The bill failed to pass 7 votes against to 2 and was then voted to the 41st day. A measure that automatically allows South Dakota's homeschooled students to participate in public extracurricular activities is dead. A legislative committee considered House Bill 1123 for nearly 2 hours before deciding not to support it. SDPB's Keely Boltina reports.
Right now, school districts decide how homeschooled kids qualify for activities. Some educators check work from homeschool courses to determine eligibility. Other schools require students enroll in several classes with the district to participate in sports or fine arts activities. Supporters of House Bill 1123 say they want consistency and fairness in access to extracurricular activities for students who attend school at home. State Representative Sue Peterson sponsors the measure.
Is it best for each student to give him access to more opportunities or less? Is it best for her to include her or exclude her? Is it best to help him develop his God-given abilities to the fullest or to let them lie dormant and never reach their potential? This is a pro-student bill. It's not an anti-public school bill. It's not an extracurricular bill. It's a pro-student bill.
Both sides agree students benefit from group activities, but critics of the legislation question its effect. Opponents say the bill forces schools to come up with money for homeschoolers to participate. State Education Secretary Melody Schaap says classroom students must meet weekly academic benchmarks.
I would vouch for many of the parents who are sitting back here that we know that they are doing the best that they can for the kids, but there are situations where we don't know what that eligibility is for a homeschool student in the same way that we require that for our public school students. And there is that question about why does that student get to participate when we don't know whether they've been and have the same participation requirements that the kid who is in that public school student has in that way.
Opponents say a statewide law removes local control. 10 of the 15 members of House Education opted to kill the bill. Its prime sponsor thanked lawmakers, saying they're likely to hear from stakeholders again. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Voltina in Sioux Falls.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.